His check on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio.
Pat Pagano's forecast for the weekend calls for a partly sunny, windy day today, mid-40s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lower 20s. Tomorrow, sunny to partly cloudy and breezy, lower 40s. On Sunday, sun and patchy clouds, mid-40s. Monday, looks like a warm-up, but it'll be windy with periods of rain, 60 to 65 degrees. We'll take a full look at that tri-state forecast. That comes your way in just a few minutes. Well, Connecticut state COVID numbers are now at their worst level since springtime. The pandemic numbers in Connecticut are creeping back up, with a report yesterday from the state showing hospitalizations at a level not seen since April and the positive test rate 6.52% at a level not since seen January. Further, 44 additional deaths were attributed to COVID, bringing the total to over 8,900 for the state. All this as Connecticut continues to be among the national leaders in vaccinations. Governor Lamont reported yesterday almost 2.5 million state residents have received two vaccine doses. That's over 72% of the population. Meanwhile, in New York, they have announced five cases of the Omicron variant. They identified five new cases in the state. Four of those cases were traced to New York City, one from Suffolk County, where the 67-year-old female patient had at least one dose of the COVID vaccine and recently returned from South Africa, according to the governor. The news comes after Hochul said earlier in the day another case in Minnesota was linked to an event last month at the Javits Center in Manhattan. The announcement marked the first identified links between a potentially highly contagious virus variant and New York. It came after California on Wednesday identified its first case in the U.S. Hochul and New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio said two of the cases were from Queens, one from Brooklyn, and the other location was not yet identified, but it was in the city. Long Island appears to have dated back to November 30th, according to the governor. Out of Massachusetts, will a sixth attempt to overhaul Monument Mountain High School work? Boilers were installed when Lyndon Johnson was president. Same with the windows and electrical system. That was 1968. That's the year that the high school was built amid the state's push to close down town schools and reorganize and regionalize. Now it remains one of the few high schools in Berkshire County that has not been renovated. Last week, Peter Dillon, superintendent of the Berkshire Hills Regional School District, said that the district will learn in March whether it's eligible for money to overhaul the school in some way. After submitting in June its most recent statement of interest to the Massachusetts School Building Authority. The district will also ask voters at the next annual town meetings in district towns, including Stockbridge and West Stockbridge, for money to pay for new school design work. That possibly could run about $1 million, according to the school committee chairman, Stephen Bannon. The building authority won't reimburse for that, since it already has paid back the district once during a previous round to renovate the school.
Now through December 23rd from 10 to 4:30 each day, Housatonic Valley FFA Holiday Store at the high school on Warren Turnpike in Falls Village. Trees, locally made gifts, wreaths, roping, poinsettias, and more. It's an entirely student-run operation that benefits the program at the high school. The Salisbury Winter Sports Association annual skate sale will be held on Saturday at the Lakeville Hose Company in Lakeville from 8 to 11. Not only can you find great deals in new or used equipment, but you can also sell your unwanted stuff. You can bring that equipment to be sold by Friday from 4 till 7 p.m. No equipment will be accepted on Saturday. As always, the sale on Saturday runs from 8 to 11. From 11 to noon, residents can pick up their money or unsold equipment. Any remaining equipment after noon on Saturday becomes the property of the Salisbury Winter Sports Association. Now also, 8th graders from Salisbury Central School will be selling Christmas wreaths and taking orders for Cabot Cheese for holiday delivery, and the Lakeville Hose Company will offer coffee, donuts, and breakfast sandwiches for sale. Proceeds from that sale will benefit several SWASA youth ski program. Masks are recommended. More information, jumpfest.org. The Sharon United Methodist Church will sponsor their annual Christmas fair on Saturday from 9 to 3 at their Upper Main Street location in Sharon. You can also sit a spell for coffee, tea, hot chocolate, and cookie bars. A way to start the holiday season with your friends. Baked goods and a soup sale. The Knit Club fundraiser on Saturday from 10 till 2 at the Copaic Community Building, Mountain View Road in Copaic. Cookies, breads, pies, jams, and jelly. Homemade soups, chili, meat, and vegetarian mac and cheese. Takeout only. Proceeds benefit the local food pantry, community Christmas baskets, and Taconic Hills Backpack Program. Lakeville Ladies Auxiliary on Saturday at 12 p.m. has a Santa and Vendor Fair at the Lakeville Host Company, 3 Brook Street in Lakeville. The Vendor Fair from 11 to 4, Santa from 3 to 5, tree lighting at 5:30. There'll be cookies and hot chocolate and small crafts for children. The return of Santa Claus and a new holiday cookie contest at the Hotchkiss Library. Santa is back coming to town on Saturday from 1 till 3:30. Meet Father Christmas for holiday festivities, enjoying a holiday craft. Hear wintertime stories, vote for their favorite cookie in the holiday cookie contest. Don't forget to bring your wish list to drop off at the North Pole mailbox. The event will be held outdoors, so dress accordingly. Rain date will be Sunday, the 5th from 1 till 3:30. More information at Hotchkiss Library. Library.org. The Smithfield Church annual Christmas concert and tea returns December 4th. Smithfield Chamber Orchestra under the direction of Matt Finley at 4 p.m. at the Smithfield Church, 656 Smithfield Valley Road, Route 83 in Amenia. Masks are required to attend. Proof of COVID necessary for those attending the tea after the concert. It's free. Donations to the church would be gratefully appreciated. The Sharon Holiday Tree Lighting, Carol's Hot Cider and Cookies happens December 4th from 5 till 6:30. 5 p.m. tree lighting organized by the Sharon Green Preservation Association, 5 to 5:30. Carols with Salisbury Band, Christmas Brat, and Hot Chocolate Society, 5:30 till 6. Hot cider and cookies on the porch of the Sharon Historical Society and Museum. And by the way, over 1,200 luminaries will be lighting the Sharon Green as well to benefit the fire department ambulance squad. In Cornwall, the annual Christmas pageant happens on December 4th at 5 p.m. All angels, shepherds, and friends and neighbors, the annual Christmas pageant being held at 5 p.m. in front of the Congregational Church in Cornwall Village. It's a tradition with readings, carols, and giving of white gifts to children in need. Bring a toy wrapped in white paper, a mask, warm clothes, and a chair. The snow date is Sunday, December 5th at 4 p.m. More information at 672-6101. The 10th annual Celebration of Lights Parade happens on Sunday from 2:30 to 4:30 in Amenia, New York. Family-friendly activities on Main Street from 2:30 to 4:30, 4:45 Citizen of the Year announcement, and the Town of Amenia tree lighting ceremony at Fountain Square. 5 p.m., the Parade of Lights from the Amenia Firehouse to Route 343 to Four Brothers. Best views are along Route 343 and Fountain Square. Additional parking in the Town Hall parking lot on Route 22. After the parade, free kids holiday movie on the big screen at Four Brothers Drive-In. A special thanks for sponsors goes to the Amenia Wasaya Community Organization, the Town of Amenia, and Four Brothers. Christ Trinity Church in Sheffield brings a Broadway cabaret fundraiser to help support work in the Sheffield community. An afternoon of fabulous show tunes, bringing you hits from Rodgers and Hammerstein's to Sondheim. The Saturday program is sold out. There are a few tickets left available only at the door. A second show has been added, the matinee performance on Sunday at 1:30 at Dewey Memorial Hall, 91 Main Street. Tickets available online, christtrinitychurch.org. The theater will strictly follow current COVID-19 guidelines of limited seating and wearing a mask indoors at all times. Photo ID and vaccination certificate are required for the performance. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com, where they have a brand new tapas menu. Also, you'll find them on Facebook and Instagram, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off today at 34,639.79, the NASDAQ at 15,381.32, and the S&P 500 at 4577.10. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.